As Gregor Samsa awoke one morning from uneasy dreams, he found himself transformed in his bed into a gigantic insect. His numerous legs, which were pitifully thin compared to the rest of his bulk, waved helplessly before his eyes. That was a passage from Franz Kafka's Metamorphosis. It was published in 1915 when he was frequenting Prague's coffee shops. At the famous Café Louvre, a favourite of Kafka's, Mikhail Pilver, who runs a coffee shop tour of the city, told me more.
Franz Kafka was here attending on a regular basis a club of German literates. But as the time went by, when he started working on existentialism, they kind of disagreed on some of the topics. And that was the time when Kafka decided to leave Café Louvre and move to a different café, which would be, let's say, more open-minded.
The golden age of caffeine-fueled philosophy didn't last. Under communism, coffee culture was seen as decadent and bourgeois, and down-to-earth, no-nonsense beer was favoured. Now, however, with increased wealth and freedom of ideas, Prague has come full circle and coffee is on the way back up. Martin Bashus founded the Prague Coffee Festival and he co-owns several shops. I spoke to him on the terrace of one of them, Pod Lipami, near Sparta Prague's football stadium.
We opened our first coffee shop in a technical library, National Technical Library, which was the brand new building in the university campus. What we wanted to do was open an interesting, fresh and new place for them to have a coffee, maybe visit some exhibition of contemporary art.
With demand growing, so has competition from global players such as Starbucks and Costa. Martin, however, is confident that he can stay one step ahead by retaining an independent feel.
If some customer tells us the coffee is too acid or too bitter or maybe too darkly roasted, we can have an influence in that because we can talk directly to the owner of the roastery. This is the only way we want to do it because we don't want to create another McDonald's or KFC. We want to make some places where people can go every day and don't get bored.
Maybe it's the caffeine, but coffee addicts like myself do get bored easily. We're constantly on the lookout for the next exciting thing. La Bohème, a literary-themed cafe to the east of the city, runs tastings, or as the pros call them, cupping sessions. This allows the buyers to test out the newest and best beans on offer. Barista Martin gave me a crash course.
It's one Brazil coffee, Bobolink. Then another one is Costa Rica, Burundi, Kineovu, and Ethiopia, Yirgacheffe. You just take the spoon, so you have to slurp it.
Slightly floral, isn't it?
It is, yes. That's the thing with Ethiopian coffee. It's real, it's got floral taste and a fruity aroma.
Prague is known for its cheap beer.
Yeah.
But do you think that maybe in a few years' time, groups of people will be coming to celebrate the coffee culture of Prague?
Even now, there are people coming from all over the world and really going around Prague coffee shops and tasting the coffee. The future, it's gonna be amazing about coffee in Prague.
Whether coffee can triumph over beer is debatable, but one thing's for sure, you won't get a hangover after one too many cappuccinos.